Om Shanti. So the first Hindi word we learn when we come here is Om Shanti. And now we just don't learn the word. We understand the meaning. And then we just don't understand the meaning. We start living the word. So what's the meaning of the word Om Shanti? Om Shanti. Right from the time you arrived at the airport and there was someone to receive you, to when you entered the campus, at every step, someone has used this word with you. And here at the Brahma Kumaris, Om Shanti is not just a word, it's a greeting. A very powerful, meaningful greeting. Because greetings are supposed to energize us and the other person whom we greet. Like when we meet each other, we say, good morning. So when we say good morning, we're not just saying good morning, we're creating an intention. An intention that I wish and I bless that your morning is beautiful today. Everything goes good for you today. And so we say, good morning. So we say, Om Shanti, which means reminding myself, exchanging that vibration with the one I meet, reminding them, and that together, the two of us, creating that vibration and radiating it into the atmosphere. So when one says Om Shanti, I'm creating a vibration, I am a peaceful being. That vibration radiates to you. You create that word, I am a peaceful being. We exchange that energy, reminding ourselves of our original nature of peace. And just by a simple exchange of greeting, we have radiated the vibration of peace where we are. So, most of you have been here since yesterday morning. How is it feeling? Because we're going to check this every day. It's like when we go for a detox, we check every day, how is my body feeling now? How was it the day I arrived? How was it the next day, after 2 days, after 3 days, after 5 days? So in one word, if you had to share, how does it feel being here? Not physically, physically comfortable. How does it feel here? One word. Everyone's experience will be different, so share your one word. One word. Amazing, huh? Happy, bliss, tranquility, very nice. Anything else, any other word? Elevated, beautiful, peaceful, blissful, very good. Any other word? Contented. Now if we look at all these words, beautiful, peaceful, amazing, blissful, contentment, it is an experience that I am feeling here. And I believe I'm experiencing this because of the place where I have come. The vibration is in the air. From today itself, we're going to make a decision that while I'm here for a week, 8 days, 10 days, do I want to create this as a 8 day experience? Or do I believe I can go back, be where I am, whichever city, whichever role, whichever position, in everything that I'm doing, that's the doing. Can I be peaceful, blissful, powerful, beautiful, in everything that I'm doing? Possible? Let's create a thought. Then we have 8 days to explore it. Possible? 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 So let's keep that as our intention. That I'm not here to experience peace, bliss for 8 days. I'm here to become that and that live that in whichever part of the world I am and whatever role I play. Because I'm coming from a world which has taught me that how I'm feeling depends on what's happening around me. How I'm feeling depends on what's happening around me is what we are conditioned out there in the world. So if I had to say, I'm very happy today. So someone's going to ask me, what happened today? Why are you happy today? Means something has to happen for me to be happy today. If I say, I'm very angry today. Someone will say, what did somebody do for you to be angry today? Don't we use these vocabulary? Yes. If I say, I'm very worried today. So someone will say, what happened around you that you're worried today? Now this vocabulary is conditioning me that everything I'm feeling here is dependent on. Who is the creator of our thoughts and feelings? Who is the creator of our thoughts and feelings? I. 8 days over here, there's one word we use very often and that is I. I. We won't say we because when it's we, then I don't take personal responsibility. I said it's everybody. Not everybody. Now it's going to be my journey. I. So who is the creator of my thoughts and feelings? I. Always or sometimes? Always. Okay. Close your eyes for 20 seconds and bring on the screen of your mind the last time, it could be in the last 1 week, there was anger. And bring before you the stimulus, the situation, someone's behavior. Relive the scene. See it very clearly. What happened? What did someone do? How did they behave? And how did I react? My reaction was first in my mind, how I felt. Then it came out in my words and also probably in my behavior and body language. So we see it very clearly. Here's the situation, the stimulus, and here's my reaction. And at that moment, if someone had to ask me the reason for my anger, where would my finger go? To the other person. Keep the scene there. Keep it there. Situation and stimulus remains as it is. Nothing changes there. And bring the focus on yourself and gently ask yourself, in the same situation, was there an option for me to respond a different way? And then gently see yourself exercising, using that option, responding another way. Situation will not change. Exactly the way it was. Do I have the power to respond another way? And then see it. What will be the shift in my thoughts? What will be the change in the way I speak? Maybe what I say remains the same. The way I say it changes. My vocabulary, my tone, my vibration, everything shifts. If you feel you have the option of responding another way and you can see yourself responding another way, just gently raise your hand. Anyone feels there is not an option of responding another way? Okay, sorted, done. So the first time I reacted, when I reacted, and if I or anyone else had to ask me, why did I do this? My finger will go there. They behaved that way. Obviously, I will get angry. So the word was obvious. She did this to me. Obviously, I will get hurt. Obvious. And then people around me also, friends and family will say, obviously, you will be hurt. Obvious. So we started using the word obvious for a lot of our reactions. And every time we said, obviously, I would feel like this, it meant there is no other option. This was the obvious reaction. And the second thing it was affirming was that my reaction was created by, now where's the finger going? I felt like this because of. So my vocabulary goes, I'm angry because of, I'm upset because of, I'm happy because of, I'm peaceful because I'm here. So which is saying that everything I'm creating and feeling here is because of. And yet we said, who is the creator of our thoughts and feelings? I. And we live saying, my thoughts and feelings are created because of what's happening around me. This is called emotional dependence, where my emotions are dependent on the outer world. There are two worlds. The outer world, everything I can see with these eyes, including my body. And the inner world, the world of my intentions, my thoughts, feelings, emotions, memories, everything which I can't see with this, but I can feel, experience, inner world. So outer world, inner world. We're living, believing that my inner world is dependent on the outer world. And so we say, when the world is perfect, I will be happy. And if my world is not perfect, then obviously, how can I be happy? And we created a world which started saying, stress is normal. Anger is normal. Do you believe stress is normal? How many of you experience stress once in a while? Normal? You know, after 8 days, when you're going to land in your country, and you're going to go there and tell them, you know what, I never get stressed. And they will look at you, why? You're not normal. You don't get stressed. So that's the kind of world we have created. That if I say I don't create stress, I don't get angry, I don't get worried, I don't get hurt, people are going to look at us, where have you come from? This is not normal. So just because majority were creating it and were blaming the world for what they were creating, we started saying this is normal. And when everyone started saying it's normal, nobody was pausing to check and change the emotion. And then we shifted to now using the word, I'm feeling depressed today. So earlier it was, I'm tensed today. Then it was, I'm stressed. And now we're saying, I'm depressed. So the emotion is only getting more and more. And then we suddenly come here and we say, I am peace. Om Shanti. Opposite. So first, little understanding of our equations, because equations of life are very important. And we're going to go back from here with a very different set of equations. First equation is, everything that is happening here is created by I. And you can keep your finger here every time to remind yourself where it gets created. Because sometimes we say, here, no, it's not here, it's here. My emotions are created here. I feel the effect of that emotion here. But the emotion is created here. So every feeling, every emotion is created by I. If I am happy, my body is healthy. Or if my body is healthy, then I am happy. Who influences the other? If I am happy, my body is healthy. Is that the truth? Or is it, if my body is healthy, then I will be happy. If I am diseased, how can I be happy? Which is the truth? Who is influencing the other? And yet we live the other way around, saying, I'm not feeling well today, how can I be happy? Second, if my relationships are perfect, then I will be happy. But if I am perfect and happy, then my relationships will be beautiful. Who is creating what? Is it from here to here, or is it from here to here? Does the relationship create my emotion, or my emotion creates the relationships? Emotion creates the relationships. And so, if I want to create a beautiful world, which means my world, a beautiful world, and my world means my health of my body, my relationships, my profession, and everything around me. If I want to create a beautiful world, where do I have to focus on? Just here. And so the law is, thoughts create our world. Our thoughts create our world. It's a spiritual law. In Hindi, it's called Sankalp Se Srishti, which means Sankalp means thoughts, Srishti means worlds. Our thoughts create our world. And what are we trying to do back there in the world? We're trying to perfect the world. We're creating stress, anger, agitation, hurt, hatred, and all that long list of emotions, and trying to create a perfect world. And the more we are trying to create a perfect world, the more it seems to be moving away from what we want to create, because we were creating it outside. We will need to first create it inside. So first equation, I am the creator of my emotions. So from this moment onwards, irrespective of whatever emotion I create, I will not say, it's because of, I will remember, I am creating it. I have a choice what I want to create. I have a choice how long I want to live in this pain. And I have a choice when to stop, check, change and heal it. I was at someone's place last month, and there was this little two-year-old boy, and he's been crying. And so the mother says, okay, enough, now you stop crying. And very sweetly he said, 2 minutes more. I want to cry for 2 minutes more. And he cried for 2 minutes, and then he said, ho gaya, I'm done, now over. And I said, oh, that's how I have to live my life. I need to know that when I'm crying, I am creating that. And I have to ask myself, how many minutes more? How many minutes more of this pain, of this victim feeling, people are not nice to me, so and so is not right to me. How long am I going to hold on to that pain? But till I believed they were the cause of the pain, I could hold on to it for years and years. And then when I don't release it for years and years, I hold on to it for a lifetime. And if I don't release it in this lifetime, then spiritually I understand I take it forward with me. I take it forward with me. And when I understand I am the creator of my hurt, then I know there's only one person who is going to heal me, myself. And now I only have to ask myself, okay, how long do you want to live like this? So what is meditation going to teach us? And what power is it going to give us in this 8 days is, to one, understand I am the master of my mind. And that's why I become the master of my life, because my life gets created from here. So I am the master of my mind. One, I'm creating every emotion. Second, I know which one is normal and which one is not. Let's do a little exercise. Keep both your hands like this. On the right hand, we will put the normal. And on the left hand, we will put what is not normal. And we're not going to look at each other. Huh? All our answers are correct over here. No answers are wrong. Left is not normal. Right is normal, natural, healthy emotion. Stress, You have to place it there and then just raise it a little so we get to see which one you raised. Stress, fear, happiness, worry, peace, irritation, stability, confident, comparison, jealousy, love, attachment. Which one was that? Because that's the one which goes like this. Okay, which one? Not sure. Attachment, which one? Which one is it? Left? Acha. Humility? Humility? Right. Ego? That's all. Now this we have to take back with us. So one is, I am the creator, and second, I know which one is the right one to create. Which is the right one to create. So once I know I have the power, I will only choose the ones which are on the right hand. In a world which is calling the left hand ones normal, we are going to start creating this. Because when we create these right hand feelings, only then we will create that world which is peaceful, happy, united, all the words that we want for the world. It's getting created from here. So I am the creator, I know what I want to create. Third is, how am I going to create it? How am I going to create it? We just saw right now in those 20 seconds, situation was what the situation was. While I was focusing on the situation, anger was a emotion that got created automatically. I did not pause and choose to create anger. It just happened. Some people say, I don't create anger. It is the other person who makes me angry. So it's not in my control. It's completely in the other person's control. When we live like that, we are saying the remote control of my mind is in. So this afternoon, when you are resting under a little reflection, check how many people have the remote control to your mind. Which means one word and you can go, and one word, one phone call and we can go here, and one no phone call, we can go here. So who has the remote control? One person not driving right on the road and I can go here. So many people have the remote control. And Rajyoga means self-rule, self-mastery. Raj means rule, rule, the king, the master. So Rajyoga meditation means getting the remote control back into my hands. I will decide how I feel irrespective of what is happening around me, irrespective of how people are behaving with me. Is it possible for me to be calm and stable if someone is not behaving right around me? Possible. Has anyone ever experienced someone not behaving right to you repeatedly? Someone in close relationship circle not behaving right? Yeah? Can you close your eyes and bring them before you? Just look at their behavior pattern. And often my mind has said, how can they behave this way? How can they be this way? It is their pattern. A pattern means something that happens often. One behavior could be, it just happens one-off sometimes, very rarely. And some patterns happen often. Criticism, often. Aggression. Hurt. Guilt. Feel, often, that's a pattern. That's an emotional pattern of that soul. Now, just look at them with another understanding. that while they are behaving this way, it is they who are in emotional pain. They are in emotional pain, even if it's for a few seconds or a few minutes, while they are behaving that way, they are in emotional pain because they have shifted from their natural state of peace, calm and stability. It is shifting from a position of ease. And when I shift from my position of ease, discomfort, it is dis-ease. It is a dis-ease, which means an emotional dis-ease. They are in pain. They are in pain, not I. Do I have the power to heal them? Do I have the power to heal them? Do they have the power to hurt me? Do they have the power to hurt me? Can they hurt me? Can anyone hurt me? And today if I had to check how many people have hurt me in this lifetime, I would have liked. Can anyone hurt me? So let's look at their power. Let's see our power. Their power, they can be rude. They can be disrespectful. They can be aggressive. They can cheat. They can betray. They can do everything outside. That's their power. What is my power? How I'm going to feel here is my power. Do they have the power to get into my mind and hurt me? Think about it, because we have to live like this after we return from here. Do they have the power to cheat, betray, be rude, everything. All the power outside they have. Do they have the power to get into my mind and hurt me? Because I've lived my life saying, you hurt me, you hurt me, you hurt me. Do they have the power to get into my mind and hurt me? Yes, no, don't know. Which one? No? Sure? Sure? Not here, after we return. Sure? Little sister, will you stand for a minute, please? Sister, 1 minute. Huh. She's here in a gathering of 200. I'm here on the stage. I have the power to say something extremely nasty about her in front of everyone. I have that power, right? That's the power I have. And I'm not going to say it alone to her, I'm going to say it here in front of everyone. It will get recorded. This will go on YouTube and be there forever. So that's my power right now. Can I get into your mind and hurt you? This is something we have to practice every time. I have all the power. I can walk up to each one of you and explain to you for an hour per person how wrong a person she is. I have that power also. I only don't have one power, and that power is I cannot influence her mind. I can do everything else, but I can't influence her mind. And what did we do? We gave that power up saying, no, she hurt me. Now, what power does she have? How can she respond in this situation when I do what I do? What are the options she has in terms of her responses? Option number one, getting hurt, which now she's not going to do. Option number two, what are the options I have? Yes? She can ignore. Yes, very good. She can ignore. Option number two. Option number three? Smile. Huh? Om Shanti. Very good. Yeah, smile. Om Shanti. But only more important is a smile should not be only... And the smile should not be only right now when she is in the situation. Sometimes, while we are in the situation, we are able to stay calm, quiet, let go. But when we are back alone with ourselves, we say, I should have said something in return. I should have not kept quiet. They will do this again if I keep quiet like this. So I respond the right way, but later on I tell myself that was not the right way. Because I started believing that staying calm, staying quiet, not reacting is weakness. What is weakness? What is strength? For her to get hurt and angry and upset is strength, or for her to remain calm and stable is strength? Which one is strength? Which one is power? Remaining calm and stable. One more option. Is it possible for her to send blessings to me? Possible. So can we bless those who wrong us? Depends on who they are, what they did, in front of how many people. No, it depends only on I. Why should she send blessings to me? We all know the answer. Why should she create blessings for me? Right now, I am saying wrong words about her. It's an energy that I am creating. Right? That energy is here vibrating, it's creating, it's reaching her. If she does not protect herself immediately, she will catch my vibrations like you are catching the vibrations of this place and feeling peaceful. So even if she doesn't react, even if she stays quiet, she's going to catch my vibrations, and my vibrations are not very clean as of now for her. To protect herself, she will have to create some thought, and that thought will have to be a thought which counters this vibration, and so it will have to be a higher vibration. The vibrations I am sending to her are, where would they be? On a spectrum of 10 to 100, the vibrations I am sending to her are lower vibrations. To protect herself, she will have to create. To protect herself from my energy, we say, no, I'm getting people's vibes, I'm not getting good vibes from this person, I'm not liking the vibes that I'm getting. So don't focus on what vibes we are getting from people. Focus on the vibes that we are creating for people. Because what they are creating will affect them. What I create in return for them is what will be my experience. So if they are creating a lower vibrational energy, to protect yourself, you will have to create a higher vibrational energy. Now, please keep your hands like this so that this visual gets recorded here once we return. This is their lower vibrational energy. When they are disturbed, they are at a lower vibrational energy. This could be a person, this could be a situation also. A situation, a crisis is a lower vibrational energy. If I create higher vibrational thoughts at that time, energy cannot flow from lower to higher. Energy can never flow from lower to higher. That's a law of energy. And so when I am at a higher stage, lower vibrations cannot influence me. But energy always flows from higher to lower. So her blessings will start healing me. So her blessings that she creates will first protect her, which means my lower energy. Thank you. My lower energy cannot influence her, so first it's a protection. Second, her vibrational energy radiates to me and it starts healing me. So we have the power to first protect ourselves from people's behaviors, reactions, vibrations. We have the power to protect ourselves, but then we have the power to heal them. And that is what Rajyoga meditation has taught us. How to heal people. Like we've all heard about healing of the body. We do distance healing, we do Reiki, pranic healing. There's so many healing techniques today in the world where you can send vibrations and heal the body, the pain that someone is going through. Rajyoga meditation teaches us to heal the pain and the wound, emotional, of the other person. So the person you saw on the screen of your mind, whom you believe has not been right to you, first to remember, they are in emotional pain. For someone to behave not right, it means they have shifted from their good emotional health. So one, they are in pain. They are not the cause of my pain. They are in pain. We said they are the cause of my pain. They are not the cause of my pain. My pain is created by me. They are the cause of their pain. They are in pain, and I, as a family, as a friend, as a colleague, have the power to heal them just simply by radiating pure, beautiful, blessing thoughts for them. And in these 8 days, we will choose one soul whom we are going to heal before we leave from here. So this afternoon, think about that one person whom you want to send blessings to. In the evening session, we will radiate those blessings to them. And for the next 8 days, every time you are in meditation, at the end of your meditation, save 30 seconds for them and send those blessings to them. And if every morning, every evening, morning, evening, morning, evening, 8 days, if you send those blessings to them, and then you continue doing that even after you're back home, within a few days, first you will find yourself free of the pain. That pain which we could have held on to, you will find it gone. Because you have replaced that energy of why did they do this to me, they hurt me. It's all replaced by me sending blessings to them. And very soon you will start seeing a gentle shift in them. This is distance healing. And so when I heal here, my body starts healing. When I heal here, my relationships start healing. When I heal here, my world starts shifting. And so the slogan, the tagline of the Brahma Kumaris is, when I change, my world changes. Out in the world we are saying, when my world changes, then I will change. And we believe, and now just not believe, we've experimented, we've seen the results, and now it is our truth that when I change, my world changes. Any of you feeling your body feeling better after you've arrived here? Anybody is feeling that? Sleep quality better? Anyone? Raise your hand so that others can see. See. Just in 24 hours, without having started meditation, you are finding your body feeling better. It's a proof. Shift here and this will start shifting. Few years back, I was in Australia in the Melbourne Retreat Center. There was a very sweet program. We were about 50 of us. And there was one brother sitting in the corner. He was not interested in the program. And he did not even make eye contact throughout the 2 hours. And at the end of the program, we give toli like you got yesterday. But he did not come up to take the toli. And so one of the center sisters, she said, should we go up to him and give toli? I said, of course. So we went up to him and very sweetly he said, I'm very sorry, I'm not interested in all this. I said, don't worry, even I was not interested. So it's perfectly fine, I understand you very well. And then he says, but you know what, I must share something with you, that the last 2 hours that I have been here, this watch has been saying that my pulse has changed. My heart is doing better. Within 2 hours, of a person who was not interested. That is the power of vibrations on the body. That is the power of vibrations of the body. Just change the energy and this body will shift. And similarly, your relationships will shift and the world will shift. And all that I had to do was one shift over here, and everything will start changing. So the shift that Raj Yoga creates is shifting from ego consciousness to soul consciousness. That is the main shift, and that will create all the shifts, because the shift that we are creating is from stress to peace, from anger to compassion, from comparison to self-respect, from love to attachment, from attachment to love, from expectations to acceptance. This is a shift. But all these shifts stems out from one shift, from ego consciousness to soul consciousness. How many of us have ego? Good. Now, what is ego? What is ego? If I have it, I need to know something about it. What is ego? What is ego? Self-pride. Okay, what is ego? Hanji? False identity. Anybody else? What's ego? We all raised our hands, I have it. We don't know much about it. Maybe we don't have it and we're just believing we have it. Maybe I don't have it. Okay. So we'll write down a working definition with which we are going to work for the next 1 week. Ego is attachment to a wrong image of myself. Attachment to a wrong image of myself. One word is attachment. Second word is wrong image. And third is myself. Attachment to a wrong image of myself. So keep that as your working definition, and time to time we will go back to that definition to see, okay, how does it fit into my life? Attachment to a wrong image of myself means, what do I believe about who I am? Who am I? So, if we have to introduce ourselves to each other, our introduction starts with? Introduction starts with name. Everything that is written on your tag over there. Introduction starts with name. Introduction starts with right now while you're here, which country you have come from. Introduction is about what role I play where I live. Introduction is about what is my educational qualification. Introduction could be which religion I practice. That's all that I say in my introduction. So who am I? I say, I am a woman, a man. I am an Indian. I am an Asian. I am an American. So I use the nationality as my identity. I am a Christian, Muslim, Hindu. I use my religion as my identity. I am a husband, wife, father, mother. I use my relationship as my identity. I am a jurist, doctor, actor, performer. I use my profession as my identity. And when I stand in front of the mirror every morning, I say, how am I looking today? So at that time, who is the I? Who is the I? I am fat, I am thin, I am. So, body, name, family, relationship, role, position, nationality, religion, everything is extremely important, but all of that I have acquired. So, is this I the body or my body? Is this body my body or I the body? Think about it. Because all my life I've stood in front of the mirror. I've asked other people, what do you think? How am I looking today? I always said I. I never said, what do you think? How is my body looking today? We didn't use that vocabulary. So spirituality changes our vocabulary. My stomach is upset today. I hurt my finger. I injured my foot. My body is aching today. Long walk. Every time the word was my. My head is hurting. My. So feel it. Am I this or is this mine? Am I this or is this mine? You're going to give the answer. Am I this or is this mine? Am I this or is this my hand? Think about it, look at it, ask yourself. I the hand or my hand? Who am I? I am the one who's choosing what to do with this hand. I can bless, I can cut, I can hit, whatever. This cannot do anything on its own. Who am I? I am the one who's choosing what to do with this hand. So this is mine. It's like my instrument. It's like my phone. My phone is my instrument. I choose what to do with it. This hand is my instrument. I choose what to do with it. I choose what to see. I choose what to speak. I choose what to hear. I choose what to eat. I choose where to go. I choose what to do. This body I am using. Can you feel it? I am using this body. Yes? After this session, walking for lunch, keep feeling it. Because then you're going to see the difference between this and the one who is using it. You are going to choose when to get up, how to walk, where to walk, whether to go to the dining hall, whether to go to your room. You are the choosing one. You are the one who chooses, decides, instructs your body, body follows. Then you will go to the dining hall, you will choose what to eat. The mouth is only going to bite what you have chosen. The stomach is only going to digest what you have chosen. Stomach cannot choose what to eat. My body? Sure? Everybody? Everybody? So tomorrow morning when you look into the mirror, what's the line going to be? Change vocabulary. What's the line going to be? How is my body looking today? It's going to sound a little different for a few days. After a few days, it becomes my vocabulary. Because when I believe I am the body, when I believe I am my relationship, I am my role, I am my position, I am attached to a wrong image of myself. Because in those moments, I have forgotten who I am. And when I don't know who I am, then I cannot become a master of my mind, and then I cannot create those right feelings. I don't know who I am. A baby born, the first thing is the body. 9 months old. Then the baby is given a name, a label, which is going to be referred for the rest of that child's life. It's my name. Then the baby has parents, siblings, teachers, friends, acquired relationships, then spouse, then children, then grandchildren. I acquire a lot of my relationships. My lifetime is about acquiring and on the journey also losing. I acquire, I lose. I acquire, I lose. Then that baby goes to kindergarten. And then that baby is one day a jurist, a lawyer, a business leader, a doctor, a performer position. Then that baby is now not just a professional, but also has a designation in that profession. Then every few years that designation also keeps changing, but we don't say it's my designation, we say I am so and so. And so it's my lifetime. I achieve, I acquire, I lose. Now the only shift we are going to create from today is to remember, I am energy, all this is acquired by me. I am, the word can be many, we can call it energy, we can call it power, we can call it consciousness, we can call it light, we can call it spirit, we can call it the soul. Understanding is important. The body is matter, and this is the energy which chooses what to do with this matter. The power is here. So if you bring a visual before you, the body is like a robot. Make it walk, make it talk, make it work like a robot. The brain is the computer which is operating, controlling that robot. I am the one who's operating the computer. Robot, three visuals. Robot, body, computer, brain, but somebody has to operate the computer. And so when I, the operator, gives an instruction, I am thirsty, the brain will give the instruction to the body, I will lift this glass of water and I drink. That's the process. I give the instruction, the brain will give the instruction to the robot will lift the glass of water. So I am that operator. I, the being, the energy. This is matter. Can we feel the difference? Yes? Now just sit straight for a minute and bring your attention here. Here. And now we're going to see the difference between the two. Matter, physical, in my control. I use this body to do everything I do throughout the day. I'm the energy which decides what to do with this body. I, the being, I choose every word that is said through this body. I, the being, choose every action that is performed through this body. I am the master of this body. I am the master of these sense organs, the eyes. I choose what to see. Remind yourself this. Say it to yourself. I am the master of this body. I choose what to eat, what to speak. The power is mine. Okay, come back. Come back. Can we start seeing there is a difference between the body and I? It's difference. So we are called human beings. It's two words. Human beings. So human comes from the word humus. Body, matter, being. Now, next step. Every time we use the word I am, the being, also start gently visualizing a little tiny star here. Because energy we cannot see it with these eyes. But we use the power of the intellect to visualize ourselves. I, the being, a tiny little star here. Do we have proof? Can we prove I am the soul? Medical science cannot prove I am the soul. But we all have experienced it throughout the day. How? Now let's see, what is the soul? Does anybody need proof that I have a mind? Medical science has not shown us the mind. They can show us the brain. Go to a doctor and say, please show me the brain. They can show you a model of the brain. Tell them, where in this is the mind? And how does it look? Cannot be seen, because it's energy. Brain is matter. They can show it to us. Energy cannot be seen. So I, the soul, plays three roles throughout the day. And you see yourself playing these three roles and you will have proof that you are a soul. I, the soul, create thoughts. I, the soul, create my thoughts. And when I'm creating my thoughts, we call it the mind. I, the soul, create thoughts throughout the day. Even while sleeping, we're creating thoughts. And when we're creating those thoughts, we call it the mind. And we've all experienced the mind. It's not physical. It cannot be seen. It's energy. We can experience creating every thought. Now, when I create a series of thoughts, I evaluate my thoughts and then take a decision whether this or this. Even as simple as going for lunch to the dining hall, you have 1, 2, 3, 4 things lying there on the table. The mind will say, should I eat this or should I eat this? The mind will say, this is tasty. The mind will say, but this is healthy. So you can literally see your mind saying all those options to you. Then the mind will say, once in a while it's okay to have this. Then the mind will say, but it will become a habit, so I better stick to my diet. So there will be options and options and options. So the mind will give us a series of thoughts. Then I evaluate those thoughts and I take a decision. When I take a decision, it is I, the soul, who is taking the decision. At that time, it's called my intellect. My intellect. So I, the soul, created thoughts. It's called my mind. I evaluate those thoughts. I take a decision. It's called my intellect. Now, suppose I take a decision today. Once in a while, the other diet is fine. Now my decision has come into action. So I create a thought, I take the decision, I come into action. Where was my power? The series of thoughts that I created. Then I had power, which out of those thoughts to choose and make it my decision. And then I brought my decision into action. So today I did not go in for the healthy option, I went on to something else. Then when I go in the evening for dinner, again there are four things on the table. Again my mind creates a series of thoughts, should I take this? And my intellect says, it's okay one more time, it doesn't become a habit. And second time I again take the same decision, I bring it into action. Now if I do this 8 times, 10 times, 20 times, 30 times, then it becomes my habit, or what we can call is my pattern. Pattern, because I've done it repeatedly. My nature, my personality. Started from my thoughts, my decision, coming into action, my habit, my nature, my personality. So I, the soul, has these three faculties. It's only one energy. It's not three energies. It's one energy, but three functions. Creating thoughts, taking a decision, bringing it into action, repeatedly taking the same decision will become a habit. Now when we use the word habit, it's more of outer habits. What I eat, what time I sleep, how I work. Here the word habits is more for our emotional habits, like anger, my nature, fear, my nature, happy always, my nature, compassion, my nature, greedy, my nature, contentment, my nature. It's my nature. But who created this nature? Who created this nature? Some of us say it's in my genes. Some say I got it from my family. Some say it's in my zodiac sign. Can we change our nature? Can we change our nature? Can we change our nature? Is it easy? Is it easy? No? Is it easy? Who created it? Who created it? I. How did I create it? Okay, let's take a simple example. Suppose I'm used to having a morning cup of coffee. For all the years I remember, I've been having a cup of coffee in the morning. And some of us even say, I cannot do without my morning cup of coffee. Does anybody have that as their vocabulary? I cannot do without my morning cup of coffee. Raise your hands, please. Raise your hands. I say. Let's change our vocabulary and say, I enjoy my cup of coffee. But don't say, I cannot do without my cup of coffee, because that is making me a victim to my cup of coffee. And it reduces my power. It is making me emotionally dependent. We are shifting from emotional dependency to emotional independence. When my words and behaviors cannot affect her, how can a cup of coffee affect somebody? But it becomes my vocabulary. So we should never say, I cannot do without fill in the blanks. Whether it's an object, whether it's a technology, whether it's coffee, whether it's substance, whether it's a person. I cannot do without. I am a powerful soul. I'm a powerful soul. So, habit of having morning cup of coffee. Nothing wrong in the habit, but we're just seeing how habits get created and how habits can be changed. So, for the last 20 years, I've been having coffee every morning. And I came here and someone said to me, you know what, it's not very good for your health, your body's not doing well, why don't you try a change? And so I got a new piece of information that I need to experiment with a change. I had not thought of creating a change. Every morning by default I would have my cup of coffee. I was not creating thought options. When I have coffee once, I create options, take a decision, have it once. Second time I again create options, should I not, I take a decision, second time I again have coffee. 20, 30, 40, 50 times, if I have taken the same decision and now it's become my habit, do we create thought options now for our habit? Do we create thought options when something has become our habit? No. That is when we have shifted from a life of awareness to a life of auto mode. It's happening on its own. And that's why the world says man is a creature of habits. That means we just live through our habits. We don't pause, create thought options, take a decision. We just live through our habits. But first time when I created that habit, I had created options. So I come here, I get a fresh piece of information, experiment with something else. So I have to go back to the first stage of the mind and I have to say, okay, if not coffee, then what? What's going to be my morning drink? So I again have to open the options of my mind, which I had shut down for the last 30, 40 years. Mind, intellect, habit. Mind, intellect, habit. Initially, mind will create thoughts, intellect will take a decision, come into action. After a few times, becomes a pattern habit, mind stops creating options, intellect stops taking decision, and only my habit comes into action. Shifted from a life of awareness to a life of auto mode, automatic living. Now I create options. Can you please give me some options? If I don't have coffee, what can I have in the morning? Chai. What other options are there in the morning chai? In chai also I have so many options. Green tea, black tea, this tea, with sugar, without sugar. So many options. So chai, what else? Milk, very good. What else? Glass of water, yes. Glass of coconut water, glass of lemon water, green tea. Now I've got 5 options right now. Again, my mind has created 5 thoughts. Chai, green tea, lemon water, coconut water, water. 5 thoughts. 5 options. Now my intellect is going to check all those 5 and take a decision. So my intellect today says coconut water. So from tomorrow morning, I'm going to change. Now, in the evening itself, I start having some thoughts. Do you really think you will be able to manage the day without coffee tomorrow? Really think so? And if I'm not creating the thoughts, my friends will tell me, stop it, you can't live without coffee. You have had it for 40 years. So when we are thinking of changing a habit, we are going to get a little withdrawal symptoms from our own system. And we're also going to get good advice from people around us. No, it's okay, continue, there's nothing wrong with coffee. But that day, and for the next few days, I have to use determination and willpower. Just for a few days. Just for a few days. So the first day when I change my action, which means I chose 5 thoughts, 5 options, took a decision, coconut water, I brought it into action, I may have some withdrawal symptoms throughout the day. Possibility is there. A slight headache, not feeling that same energy level which I used to feel always. Again, my mind will say, it's okay, leave it, don't go through all this, just have your coffee. I have to hold on, just for a few days. And then I cross that day. Next day, my mind again gives me 5 thoughts. My habit doesn't get created in one day. Next day my mind again says, you have the option of coffee chai. I say, no, coconut water. Again intellect takes a decision, coconut water. Again comes into action. Second day, again withdrawal symptoms. Third day, again options, again decision. Again come into action, coconut water. What do you think? How many days is it going to take me to shift from coffee to coconut water? Approximately. 21 days is just a figure given by somebody. It'll take me a few days. Now, for those few days, see how the soul is working. For those few days, mind will create options, intellect will take a decision, I will come into action. After those few days, coconut water will become my habit. And after those few days, for the next whatever 20 years, my mind will not create options. Every morning, coconut water is by default. So easy to change a habit? Easy to change a habit? All that it requires is a few days of transition. A few days of little shifting, few days of willpower, few days of determination, and it will change. Now this is a physical habit, which means it's a behavioral habit. How many days would it take me to shift from anger to calm and stability? Because both are just habits. Both are just a habit. But it's just that I haven't experienced this, that someone behaved wrong. I chose options. Should I get angry? Should I not? Should I say it this way? Should I not? I say I never created those options because I've already created that habit. So I have crossed my stage of creating thoughts, taking a decision and then creating anger. I have crossed. It's just like I pick up my cup of coffee without creating options. I create anger without creating options. And that's why we say anger has become my nature. Is it possible to change that one? Changing from coffee to coconut water, simple. 20 days? 20 days. Changing from anger to compassion, possible? It all depends on the intellect. It doesn't depend on the intellect. It first depends on the mind to create options. Intellect is second stage. Intellect takes a decision based on the thoughts I create. Earlier, my mind created thoughts which said, they did this, obviously I need to get angry. Obviously, if I don't, they will do the same thing again. If I don't, they will never listen to me. Those were the options my mind created. And then I came here and I learnt meditation and I said, but it is depleting my energy. It's affecting the health of my body. It is causing conflict in my relationships. It is creating so much of unrest around me. I created different options. I can respond another way. It will be healthy for me, for them, and for everyone around me. My mind creates new options. My intellect says, okay, let's do it one day, responding to every scene peacefully. There will be withdrawal symptoms. There will be people around us who will say, you cannot live without anger. Anger is necessary. Not only normal, necessary. But I have to cross those few days. Do you think we can shift from anger to patience, to peace, to compassion? Will it be possible? How we will do it? Second, we have 8 days for that. We have 8 days for that. Is it possible? Is the first question. Is it possible? Yes. Do I want to do it? Yes. That's all that's needed. That's all that's needed. I created these uncomfortable habits. I am going to create the healthy ones. And when I create anything healthy here, health is what is getting created in my body, my relationships, my profession, and my world. It's from here. It's from here. So in the evening, we will see what are my habits? What is my actual true personality? But just a little exercise in the afternoon. A little list of the ones I want to change. Personal. You don't have to share that with anybody. It's just your homework. A little list on your diary on the last page. Don't put it on the front page. Put it on the last page because we're never going to go back to that page again. So it's on the last page of my diary. Because I'm going to see how I'm going to shift from these personality traits, this nature, which I thought was my nature by default. I'm going to live like this always. It's not the truth. Within one day you are feeling different. You see what you will feel after 8 days and then how I'm going to take that shift back home with me. So can we create a little list of what I want to change? Not habits outside. That is easy. We all know how to do it. Habits here. Habits here. Emotional habits. Emotional patterns. That just requires a little deeper checking. Visible behavior, easy to check. Subtle. My habit of feeling the same way every time. And my habit of responding to a scene the same way. Some people have the habit of getting irritated. They can do it beautifully every time something is not their way. It just comes automatically because it's my habit. It's my habit. But I'm going to shift that. And we will go back to our original nature. And we will see that this evening. Then what is my original nature? If this is not comfortable, then what is my original nature? So let's take a minute of silence. Again, let's feel that difference. This body is matter. Just like the dress I wear. The dress I wear. I'm wearing it. I'm wearing this costume. In the journey of this lifetime, I achieved, I acquired. Let's look at all the labels we have put on ourselves and the world has put on us. Labels of our achievements. It could be our qualifications, it could be our professional achievements, our talents, our skills. They are the labels through which the world sees us. Just for a few minutes, remove that label and put it aside. It's a very important label, but I just need to put it aside for a few minutes. Remove the label like you remove the label from a gift that you have got. There's always a label on that gift with the name written with greetings. Remove the label. And then I have strings in my life, just like the ribbons on a gift. The strings of my relationships. Open that ribbon, put it aside for a few minutes. This is the ribbon on the gift. And then is the wrapping paper. Very beautiful. It is so pretty that I thought this was the gift. But it's just a wrapping paper. Wrapping paper, all the beautiful clothes we buy. It's my wrapping paper. Put it aside. And there is a very, very beautiful, very expensive velvet box. It's this body which I look at every day in the mirror. I thought this was life. The gift is inside that velvet box. The diamond. The flawless diamond. I am that diamond. This body is my velvet box. Everything I buy is the wrapping paper, beautiful ribbons and strings of all my relationships. And labels of all that I have achieved. I am the diamond inside. Bring your attention to the center of the forehead and visualize that tiny spark of light, the energy. I am the master of this body. I am the creator of every thought. I take the decision. I bring into action. I create my nature. I am the creator of my nature. I am the master. Next few minutes, as we walk towards the dining hall, let's walk in silence today. Just 2 to 3 minutes is all that it takes to walk up to the dining hall. Let's be with ourselves and feel that energy that I am the one who is moving this body. I am the one who is choosing where to go, who to meet, what to eat. I am making a choice every second. I am the master. In silence, we can start walking towards the dining hall.